Well, good morning. Oh, is anybody out there? Good morning. It's great to be with you this morning on this Palindrome Sunday. And Richard's gone very pale thinking I'm introducing some obscure church day. Some of you may have picked up already, it's a Palindrome Sunday because it's 02/02/2020. So if you do it in reverse, it's the same again. It's great to be with you as well because about 350 years ago, we were thrown out of the Church of England. So it's great to be back. I can tell you the story about that later if you want to hear about it. So, yes, I thought I would introduce the reading this morning using Godly Play. Some of you will be familiar with it, and we use a bit of Godly Play at Christmas Journey. Any of the youngsters here been on Christmas Journey? Certainly some adults have. I'm sure many of you have. But we use Godly Play as a way of interacting and getting into the Christmas story. So I thought it'd be good this morning, a parable that some of us will be very familiar with and others won't be that familiar with. So I must remember my clicker, mustn't I? It may be a fairly new parable to some of you as well, but for all of us, I think perhaps through the Godly Play retelling and through some of the things that I believe that God put on my heart to share with you this morning might bring the story alive for us. Now, I've left my seeds down. Is there a pack of seeds under the chair? Okay, how many people like growing things? Some of you like growing things. What kind of things do you like growing? Do you want to shout it out nice and loud? Oh, they're all shouting at once. That doesn't work, does it? What kind of thing? Runner beans down here? Sunflowers? Flowers? Tomatoes? Okay, lots of things you can grow. Well, you can see the kind of things I like growing. I like going to garden centres, picking up a packet of seeds, and, this packet is unopened. And that's the first thing that comes to my mind this morning, actually. Seeds aren't designed to be left in the packets. They need to be sown. Usually what happens, I buy the packet of seeds, put them away, and then I think, I must sow those seeds, and then look at the instructions and think, I've missed the opportunity. So let's not miss the opportunity to sow some seeds. Oh, that's interesting. Has that gone up? Oh, I thought there was another picture there. We all like a good harvest, don't we? Lots of tomatoes, lots of runner beans, etc., etc. That's the great bit about that parable, when at the end you've got all this great harvest, you think, wow, that's great, or that wonderful soil that grows great crops. And perhaps some of us are like that. We've grown up in conditions that we've been able to thrive and to flourish. Many of us, or some of us, will come from great homes, parents that have loved us, looked after us, taken us to church. Perhaps we've been able to come to church, and we've had great teachers at church and in schools, and then fantastic children and family workers as well, who make such a difference in helping us be nourished and to flourish. So it's great to skip to the end of the parable and think, that's great, we want a great harvest. But I want us this morning also to think about the bits before you get to the great harvest. So you have this picture now, a parrot. Does anybody here have a parrot? Does anybody have a stuffed parrot? You have a parrot, do you? Okay, what do parrots do? They do a bit of parroting, don't they? Some parrots speak. Have you heard a parrot speak? Do you know, I'm one of those embarrassing dads. I go to the zoo and see the parrot, and I stand there trying to get the parrot to speak. I wonder if you can guess what I try and get the parrot to say. Maybe guess what I might try and get the parrot to say? Yep. Hello? Yeah, that's a good start. Yeah, I'd like it to say hello to me. At least it was speaking to me and know I'm there. Does anybody know the sort of traditional kind of thing that parrots say? Who's a pretty boy then? I would love to have a parrot at home that told me how handsome I was every day. Wouldn't that be great? But I don't have a parrot doing that for me. But you know, sadly, there's lots of other voices that we hear today. You know, some voices tell us that we're ugly. Some voices tell us that we're not important. Some voices tell us that we're not valued. And it's a bit like that bit in the parable where the birds come and take the seeds away. Those seeds of, you know, how important and valued that we are, and we're left with nothing. And that can be very difficult, very painful, and some of you might have experienced that. Perhaps you're experiencing now that people have told you you're ugly and you're not of any worth. Well, I want to tell you this morning, the exciting thing is that God loves you and values you whoever you are, and don't listen to those other voices. So let's give those seeds that fall in the path a chance to grow. And that's something what Sparkfish does. It encourages people to grow in body, mind, and in spirit as well, so that we know that we're valued, we know that we're cared for, even though there may be some other voices telling us otherwise. And you know, also, there's some very loud voices that would shout out and say, actually, church, can you stay out of schools? You've got no place in schools. And those can be very loud voices as well. And that's very sad, but we are so excited around here because there are so many schools that we're getting into that we can share something of God's love as we work in those schools. So let's give thanks for that and let's use that opportunity while it's here. And then there's the stony ground. This is a picture of an abbey called Iona Abbey up in Scotland. I went to visit here a few years ago. And one of the really surprising things for me was to find these plants growing on the wall. You don't have any plants growing on the wall here in St. Mary's, do you? Iona, they do. So not only are the plants growing on the walls, but they're actually growing inside as well. And that's a wonderful picture that we shouldn't give up just because something's cold and stony and hard. That doesn't mean to say that things can't grow there. So let's not give up on the seeds that fall on the stony ground as well, because things can grow there. A few years ago, or many years ago actually, my grandfather bought a new house, and it was a wonderful house, lovely spanking new house. But the garden was a bit of a state because when we looked out in the garden, there were lots of stones. And we could have given up on that garden, but the family all came round one day and we went round and picked and took out all the stones so that we could grow some grass on the soil. Let's not give up. Just because the ground might be rocky, it doesn't mean to say things can't grow there. Let's create an environment where they can grow there. I wonder whether you feel that your faith can't grow. Perhaps you've tried to follow Jesus and then it's become so hard that you've just given up. Well, God would want to encourage you to keep on going, to have people round about you who can encourage you and not think that God has given up on you, because God always enables us to make a fresh start. And again, that's something what Sparkfish is about. Sometimes people give up on young people, and we shouldn't, because there is the potential there. If we read the Bible, you'll find lots of stories of people where you might give up on them. So you have people like Paul, who wasn't a very nice person when he was attacking all the Christians, but God didn't give up on him. And God didn't give up on King David when he was the youngest son, the least important. He took him and he used him. And then there's the thorns. There are things that choke our faith. I wonder what kinds of things choke our faith so our faith doesn't grow. It can be all those distractions. I don't know about you, I can think about 1,001 things. But I don't always take time to think about God. It's like the thorns choking the seeds. You know, lots of distractions like my phone and my iPad and my computer and my telephone and my television, lots of things to distract me that means God doesn't get a chance. I wonder whether this morning we need to think about how we can give God a chance to speak to us and talk to us. I don't know, first thing in the morning, do you reach for your phone to see who's spoken to you and what's happening on social media? Or do you stop and pray to God? Same at the end of the day. Is that the last thing you do, check your phone? Or do we have a prayer at the end of the day? So many distractions that can take us away from thinking about God. You know, if you've got a garden that's overrun with weeds and thorns, you could give up on it, or you could go and start clearing that garden in order that good things can grow instead. It's hard work, and you know that, but it's worth it. And so for us in our faith as well, we need to give space for God, that God can grow within us, that the love of Jesus can grow within us. So perhaps we can find a few moments each day just to pray and be still and engage with God. And that's something major that we do at Sparkfish as well. We encourage schools to give the opportunity in all its busyness, all the things going on, to be still and think and reflect on what's going on and indeed what God might be saying to them as well. And that's one of the things that the schools are particularly excited about having us in to do. And it's very moving to see how that time is precious and special to people. So a parable went out, a sower went out one day to sow the seeds. We want this morning to rejoice in the good soil, but we don't want to give up on the path where the seeds were plucked away by the birds. We don't want to give up on the ground where all the stones are. We don't want to give up on the place where all the thorns grow, because with God, all things are possible to change things around. Let's just for a moment pause and reflect and think about that question about where are we in that story? Which kind of soil are we? Are we like the path? Are we like the stony ground or the ground with the thorns or the ground... what did I miss out there? Or the good ground. Mustn't forget the good ground as well. Are we like that? Or perhaps we're a mixture of all four. Perhaps there's a bit of our lives where things are growing and flourishing, but there's the stony bits and the thorny bits and the bits that the birds have taken away. So let's just pause for a moment and reflect on where we might be in that story. And let's think too, perhaps about one person or a group of people that we know or we're involved with who might feel they're a bit of stony ground, or that they have got no opportunity for their faith to grow, or that they're being choked by all that's happening round about them. What can we do to help them? What words of encouragement can we make? What opportunities can we give them in order that the seeds can grow and flourish? Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for the seeds that you have sown in our lives, but the seeds that you've sown in other people's lives, particularly our young people. And we pray that you would help us to allow those seeds to flourish in us and in each other. Amen. And then a final thought. We cannot force someone to hear a message they're not ready to receive, but we must never underestimate the power of planting a seed. We cannot force someone to hear a message they're not ready to receive, but we must never underestimate the power of planting a seed.